stimulus check at Red Lobster. Yo, how much the whale? I said, what?
No, they said, me and Target. Let me just, I'm about to just buy one of these little red balls outside. I don't even know yet. I said, black people,
yo.
Yo,
niggas
me.
Was so funny.
I want
niggas,
the stimmy.
Niggas said, my account, 1400, Victoria's Secret, tell me.
Yeah. All right, listen, we going spark it for real. We start with a shot. Everybody here, that's here. Everybody that's coming. All right.
Real spill.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
I mean, we all tap.
Taking
on
a shot of
like, you got to tap because niggas used to drinking.
You got a handshake.
Cash money model.
Crazy.
This is bad. Like, this is real life. Like, you get off from work and you got to have a drink in your house. A drink and a hookah.
It's sick.
Oh,
sick.
Oh,
we don't need a hookah.
Yeah.
I don't
hookah
need
make
the
me
hookah,
fit,
man.
Oh, baby, I'm going to light it up.
This real spill. We
got
a drink.
I had one in my car.
Damn. You got the portable joint?
Man,
listen, I bring the whole glass joint. I got to hit it on my lunch break.
God damn.
All right, so hold on. So for everybody listening, this we in another episode of Real Spell. Yeah, I mean, got some more good people on here. Got two new faces for real that y'all probably never heard. Got some other people that been here before. But we definitely going to jump into some real shit. I mean, it's real niggas. You know what I mean? Beautiful women. That's just how I be. It's every Monday. Matter of fact, I'll let everybody kind of go around and just drop their handle or whatever case may be, and we come back. Go ahead. Shit. They already know.
I always go last.
Okay.
I'm not dropping my handle, but...
Oh, they don't even want motherfuckers to follow you.
Because I'm not into all that. I'm not.
Okay.
They gonna recognize the voice.
No, they no.
They definitely is.
They gonna recognize the smart remarks.
I ain't had no smart remarks last time I was on here.
Okay.
I was chilling. I don't want to argue with you on here. I heard you on here before, so I'm not going to argue.
I'm
going to just keep it cool. So.
You ain't introduced yourself.
I'm just Jew. That's it.
That's it. That's cool.
That's it.
Jamal.
He said, that's it.
Oh, all right.
My name Los Money. C Los Money. I'ma drop whatever the fuck they said. All that good shit.
Yeah, you gotta promote yourself, bro.
Yeah, when the tape come out.
Man, that come out Friday in Low Sweet Trust.
So, this Friday?
Yeah, it should be this Friday in Low Sweet Trust right now. As my man Juice said, I cuss so much in my records and all that, but
yo,
ain't no
cussing
stopping that.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, cold cash shit, you know.
So where is it streaming at on Friday? You ain't really
plug yourself. You can stream it on all platforms.
And you gotta
platforms,
say the date,
because
by the time
this
drops.
March 19th on all platforms, you can go get in Low Sweet Trust, you feel me? Go get that, you know, and yeah, just listen, you know, soothe your ears to the ignorance set, you know, coming through the speakers.
Okay.
Even though I got some good shit on there too, but it's a lot of ignorance.
I'm Katrina, also known as Lady Monroe. I'm only gonna plug my lash business, Incognito Beauty. 25th Street next to Off Tour. You know, all of
YouTube,
you know,
okay.
Yeah.
You on the block.
Yeah, all
on
that
the
shit.
Block.
So Incognito Beauty.
Bet. Is it anything y'all wanted to talk about? Something y'all might have happened this week?
I still want to introduce myself because I never really.
I mean, because you go ahead.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm a regular here on the show.
Go ahead.
But hi, guys. It's Crystal, a.k.a. Miss Crystal Cavalli. Follow me for all the drama, positivity.
Yeah. And the Casamigos.
Casamigos. Hey, me Casamigos out, okay?
Crystal was like, her in the joint, man. Like,
listen, I was off the chain all week.
Yeah, you was.
Again.
I think everybody
was. I was everywhere, but I was off the chain all weekend. Like, I'm... And time out till Wednesday.
Crystal will do some shit like this. You'd be like, yo, let me get a drink. And just see it pouring. And you'd be like, man, who the fuck did this?
Y'all ordered it up.
No, man, that's the problem. We
and I appreciate
shit.
You chilling till Wednesday?
Till Wednesday. Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
Day. Oh, shit.
I didn't even know.
Listen,
that.
Let me tell you, I done already took off
if
from
my
work.
Stemmy
I
hit,
like COVID.
Bring me Patrick. Tell him come out. Tell that nigga come out.
Man, if I get a stemmy.
If my shit drop Tuesday,
what's
oh yeah,
nigga
we
name
outside.
From Power, Saint what?
Saint Patrick. You heard
bring me Ghost Saint Patrick or whatever the fuck his name is. If I get a stemmy,
some of these girls just still need to buy new heels.
So hold on. No bullshit.
You seen the bitch doing the gym, but
what the heels was leading or the toes?
She just couldn't walk no more. She coming to clip.
on the gym, but
she was just trying to get it tight.
He said, "How do I even go live?"
Oh my God, you're telling
go
your
live.
Age.
Go live for her. But
can't you put a filter on the
live? Anybody yes. in here in a relationship? Or just all just niggas doing that thing in this room?
I'm in one when I'm out of town. I'm come clear. It's like, you know. Yeah, it's,
you situated?
It's you know, I'm a
it ain't nothing wrong being situated.
You know, you go to the you go out to eat, you know, it's plus one, you know. So you know you go on trips, it's plus one. Everything you do
only,
is plus one.
I only asked that. It wasn't deep. Just cause you feel me last week, this shit made me think about it for real. Like if y'all deal with somebody. If y'all deal with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say your girl, or in your case, the nigga you deal with, it's more so for the niggas in the room. Like if your girl come back and bring you some information about your man, like yo, you feel me? Like I pulled you up, you really kind of linked on me, da 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 da. And you like in a way that you feel me, and she brought it to you.
Hold
you
on, rewind.
My girl came to me.
No. Yo, yeah.
My girl came to me about my homeboy leaning on her.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
So you that said about what?
Happen.
You
leaning think on her about what?
I'm just saying it could be an example of anything. Like you feel me?
Like being dead ass though. Like
dead ass. When I say when I say lean, I don't want to say it the wrong way. I'm saying it like.
Approach him about the situation.
Approach.
Just
got to
bring
approach.
Up the situation.
Yeah, you got to approach for real. You get what I'm saying?
When you say lean, I'm thinking what's
yeah,
like,
lean. Lean is that's a big
I
want to
know what made
what
happened.
Doing, what she doing? Since she's one.
So let me finish. So you get approached. I mean, well, she gets approached by. Let's say she approaches your homeboy. Like yo. What's this I seen? Da 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 da, right?
Oh, I see what you're going
You get what
with
I'm saying?
I see what you're going with this.
And it never kinda, she kinda bring it to you for real. Mm. But your man already came to you. Your man came to you and was just kinda like, yo, shorty done asked me about such and such. You feel me?
My girl asked my homeboy about somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's she out of order.
So basically, it's in a sense. If me and you together, my girl come ask you about something. Somebody, right. Basically, if somebody dealing with something.
No, about.
Like about his own
notes.
Situation.
I'm get me there. Get me there.
Without trying to just say the whole thing, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying, like, if your girl, let's just say we all together.
Let me get a scenario.
Give it a scenario. You're going to do it bad. Okay. I want you to talk anyway. I'm going
to
talk right. crazy.
We trying to figure this out.
We go out. For example, Saint we invite
Patrick's
all
Day.
Of us to a ball on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Let's say I'm your man. So you feel what I'm saying? I'm your homeboy.
Yeah.
Crystal, your girl. And you bring a new shorty. Like, let's say you brought a girl around Crystal before. Mm. She ain't really, they not friends. They ain't besties. They ain't friends. But she vibe with her, you know. She's known as your homeboy. You know, she your girlfriend. That's, yep. And your homeboy bring a new girl with him the next time. Yeah. And Crystal approach him like, yo,
what
doing?
The fuck was that?
Like, is that, like, who is that? Like, da-da-da-da. But you know happens. What's up. Hi.
Hey, boo.
Hey. You be like, you know what's up, you know, but is Crystal wrong for approaching your man? Even though her and your man's got is cool, too. That's known as your, like, your lady. Your baby
not.
Lady.
But that's what I was about to ask. Like, is are we friends because, like,
right.
What's the relationship before? Did I meet... The nigga,
you're known
dude,
as
my nigga,
his lady, and that's his best friend.
But I'm see, saying,
but
his,
are they
his,
friends?
His best friend, my friend as well.
That's the thing.
No, he like your bro, hey bro, what's up? Because
that friend, that's
but
considered
then,
friends.
But then
that
my friend, if I'm saying what's up, bro, like then yeah, I can.
She has a right to
I
ask
feel like
him.
I can say whatever.
Yeah, if it's like that,
is this
yeah.
your girl now?
If they actually friends, they could do that.
Like if they having conversations outside of the partner, or they, if you be like, yo, I'm on the phone with. Such and such, and they vibe, and it ain't no issue, then I feel like you can do that.
They can do that,
Now, if you only done been around two or three times, you don't know nobody else in the group, you really don't know the chemistry, the dynamics of the group, she out of pocket. And for real, in general, everybody should just mind their motherfucking business.
Sure. I mean, everybody, what's up?
Everybody. I don't give a fuck if I know you. If it don't...
So hold on, so where we get to? Because I left out and got Shy Ray. Everybody say, yeah, Shy Ray.
Hey y'all can call me T. Yeah. Hey baby. Hey y'all. Hey. So wait, I want to know the question because I think I want to chime in. So let's repeat the question.
So Nick can't repeat it. Don't look over his way. Okay. He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, because I'm being sensitive.
You go stop. You be the main one.
Say you got
one.
I be buying the car. You got a male best friend.
Okay.
The male best friend, he introduced a girl to you maybe like a month ago. Okay. As like his lady.
Okay.
You know, she done cried on your shoulder. Y'all got to know each other a little bit. Y'all ain't friends, but y'all got to know each other.
Sound way better when
fast
she
fast forward to a month later, y'all go on a trip. He bring a new girl that you ain't never seen before. You don't know where she came from. And you like pull him to the side like,
mind
hey, bro.
Yeah, oh, that's not your business.
Okay. So we on it. I just wanted to catch up.
Your girl ain't she not minding her business.
Got you. So
that's dead. It's not happening.
That's the boyfriend position. So to tell her, mind your business.
So that's not the biggest thing for me in the question. The question was kind of like, you not in the area when this happened. Yeah. So if your homeboy come up at her wrong and she lets you know, are you saying like, yo, that's none of your business? Or you saying like, yo,
How did you respond to her? How did you
bring
her home?
It just don't even matter.
It don't matter. He just need to correct her first. She's the root of the problem. She needs to mind her business.
Well, I'm just saying.
You don't need to be on live. My bad. You drop the phone in the crack and shit.
No, but she seems to be the root of the problem. Like, if he gets irritated, I would be irritated too. Because if I'm a female rolling up with a new nigga, hey, and my homeboy girlfriend pulled me up, like, well, what? Mind your mind.
But no, what Nick was saying is the nigga wrong for wilding the girlfriend out in the absence of.
I ain't saying that.
Is he wilding out or is he got?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you as the boyfriend of the girl.
And that's your name.
Once she brings it to you, are you correcting her or are you saying something to your man?
I think you should always correct her, but you correct her still respectfully.
I mean,
are you correcting your man? Like, say his response to her was...
You correct both of them.
Yeah. Say if he say to her, like, yo, why the fuck is you questioning me? Like, straight talking
on some
to her
like
that.
Both of them.
Would you correct your man? Like, even though she was wrong, yo, don't be talking to her like that, period.
Yeah, you can say the same thing, because a lot of times with arguments, it's not what you said, it's how you saying it. So, you feel how you feel. Say that shit, and sometimes if I'm the woman, I might not even understand the perspective until I hear it from you. But if you coming at me crazy, now I'm not listening to nothing that you're saying. Now I'm about to be messy. Now I'm gonna go tell a bitch what she was doing because she was doing the most.
No need for no hateration.
I said if you do the most, with me, I'm doing the most with you.
These are females I stay away from.
So why you mad, Pop?
Now mind you, y'all also don't come at me crazy because I initially said everybody should mind their business. I said that from the beginning. Everybody should mind their business.
Don't let Victoria tell you any secrets out there.
And I got a homegirl named Victoria.
Don't let her tell you no secrets. It's coming out.
It's the delivery. You coming me crazy?
But you right about that though, because a lot of problems is caused by like people like how you saying. It's all about delivery. Like, you know, everybody want to be so aggressive. Like, if you sitting there talking in a regular demeanor and all that, a lot of problems can be solved easily.
Yeah,
I can't see none of my homeboys talking to my girl crazy.
Nah,
like that's not my homeboy. He come to my girl talking
your
crazy.
Your homeboy
like,
shouldn't be talking to your lady crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
And
right
that's
there.
A whole.
Well, I just feel like men shouldn't be talking to women crazy. And again,
no, hold on.
But I also feel like women gotta
hold on now.
Correct as well. I'm not saying like women should be able to come up and just wow you out.
Y'all be doing it.
Exactly.
Y'all be trying to put your hands up. I don't go through shit like that. But y'all be putting hands on niggas. Y'all want to talk to niggas any type of way.
We had a situation in Sangria. Girl come to my man, tell my man, get up.
Ooh.
Just get up.
Yeah. She said,
excuse me?
She came to me.
A girl came and told him to get up.
Like, get up.
I'm sitting there like.
Was she joking?
No.
No, she was serious.
Yeah, that's serious.
In your section?
No, she came to our section, told him get up.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, why would she tell him get up?
Tomorrow, she lost her keys.
Oh,
no. She was frustrated.
Whole time my homeboy had her keys in the pocket, in his pocket.
She was drunk.
I said, who are you talking to? And I kept it cool, like, because it was my man's shit. It was his party and shit. So I'm like, who are you talking to? She like, get up. I'm like, I ain't getting up. The fuck? She like, move out my way. I'm trying to find my fucking keys. I'm like, did you ask me nicely?
She might have been lit, but then it depends. Cause y'all know.
Nah, that ain't no excuse.
What's up with the water?
No, but I'm saying, like, cause y'all had girls.
I'm always the bad guy.
In the section. If my homeboys, I'm out my homeboys, and a girl is being disrespectful, I still don't want my homeboy to do no goofy clown.
He came over there.
Shit.
He came over there on
no,
some
I'm
goofy
saying,
shit.
Get fucked up. No.
Bring a Casamigos bottle against his head.
If I'm in y'all section and another female come over there on some goofy shit, I'm gonna be like, no, chill, you.
That sound good.
Yeah. No, I will do that. Like, you
we do that. I've had situations.
Yeah,
we
but that's you being right there. Mm. When they come and you ain't right you there, ain't right it's kind of like, yeah, no. Yo.
It's crazy because my son's mother came in right after that.
But I'm
and that
would have
been, it would have got ugly. But
did you know the girl?
No.
I didn't know her.
She came in select last night.
So why did she think her keys was even over there?
No, bitch,
I guess that she was over there earlier. But her homeboy, I'm gonna flip this fucking, all right, I'm about to run his pockets.
Hold on, homeboy, now, somebody get your shit right now.
That's why you gonna be looking for your teeth with the keys.
Doing that. When you turn the DMX, so all right, I got it.
The whole time, he doing all the goofy shit, he don't see me behind him.
Yeah.
But back
to the topic, the women, she felt like she could just talk to me any kind of way.
And she was wrong.
And I was just keeping it cool. Like, where is this coming from? Like, I don't even know you. Excuse me, please, or anything.
I think it's something in the sangria water, though. I'm gonna tell y'all a story about sangria too.
Everybody got a sangria story, but the drunk is not an excuse. But in, I don't know how sober y'all were, but I'm always sober, right? So I always understand people who are. I do count. I don't drink. But listen, I smoke a little bit.
Okay.
I do understand that people who are drunk, I have to think for them. Like, I'm not going to react off your drunk ass because you're not thinking right. So was she really lit or?
She was rude and she was lit.
All right.
And
so,
I just got there.
Like?
She looked like something from Jurassic Park. You know where the steps at. In sangria, like
which one?
For
the front was okay.
The back
was just a good story right here.
You was there, was you?
I heard it the next day. Go ahead.
I walk in with my two homeboys for real, and they already. Matter of fact, I got them in, so I'm behind them for real. So they kind of got like 10 steps on me. So I'm just coming. I'm about to come up the steps. You know, what I'm saying people, whatever. The girl was like blocking the way. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of like, I'm giving her time. I'm like, I ain't about to rush it. Ain't no pressure. Like. Do your thing. All right. Now I've been a little while. You see me waiting. All right. Okay. So I'm like, hey, excuse me. Da-da-da. She just kind of like on some like part in my back type shit.
She probably thought you trying to holler at her.
I'm just like, yo, I'm just trying to get past real quick. I ain't even doing the most of nothing for real. And then she just like, damn, like you so pressed to get by.
Do you see?
That's so crazy.
But do you see my face? Because I'm over here like, because I want to be. I'm the friend that's like, so sweetheart, what's the motherfucking problem?
So no, I'm just like,
tell him why you mad. Tell him why you mad.
What's the motherfucking problem, sweetheart?
It's always a problem with women.
I was just having such a good day. Wow. I felt like my stimulus hit that day. I was feeling good coming in. I was doing the day.
Nice little 1500 in your pocket.
Man, I'm like, yo.
The stimmy boom,
you know, when you
the
ain't track, doing no more.
You could have
asked.
How do you work for HR so violent?
Listen, you in my business, don't do that.
But no, it got worse because when she finally moved, she come down the steps and her homegirl, her homeboy right there, and she's like, yeah, yo, da da da. And now I come back down and stuff. I'm like, babe, it wasn't that serious. Like, I'm about to, you feel me? I was just trying to get past. She's just like, no, because, like, who are you? Who
are you?
I'm like, yo, I'm nobody. I'm just trying, was just trying to go up the
stuff. Keep giving people excuses and passes
when they drunk. Niggas too.
Ain't nobody telling you to drink that shit. You drunk it yourself. You don't get no passes.
Yeah, but I made it
school.
The question needs to be, do people deserve
passes when they drunk?
Yes.
Being disrespectful?
No, because sometimes you say shit when you're drunk, you don't want to say you're sober.
I feel like you gotta know when to take your friends out of the club, when to take your friends home. You know that folks that say when a bitch be like, he could have said, he's kind of taking her out. So it's all in the friends. I still be on guff. I mean, I'm just saying, people deserve passes to a certain extent. Did anybody force you to drink that alcohol? No, but
so
listen.
What you need a pass
listen,
for?
The reason I say sometimes you gotta, like, I was about to call you Ray. Like Sha'Ree said, sometimes when you are sober, you got to think for the other drinkers. I've made a lot of fucked up decisions because I was drunk, and that shit could end up costing me on the back end. So me letting somebody slide because I feel like they disrespect me on some shit that really ain't nobody noticed, maybe just the people in the section, you got to let that shit slide. Mm-hmm. Because that really, especially in this city, okay, that's the shit that'll get you killed. Yeah, another motherfucker killed.
Say
because
this.
You reacting with a drunk mind.
All the stuff I've done as drunk, I take full responsibility, and there's no pass for it.
Listen, when you got sober, but not in that moment, you wasn't responsible.
Ain't no past sober or not.
What I'm saying is you woke up and then you were accountable. You were not accountable in that moment.
You why don't you
bullshit.
Drink?
Oh, because I'm low-key, high-key allergic, but...
Allergic?
Yeah. But my tolerance, because I don't drink, right? If I try to take a little sip, you're done. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. So I just opt out. But what I'm saying is, it sound good, Carlos. You think you accountable in the moment. You're not accountable until you wake up and your friends told you the dumb shit that you did, like me. So... Don't act like in that
why
moment.
Why you gotta act like
man,
that?
No, what I'm saying, because we have to be real. It's why, real why still. Like it's real.
You know. Once I start drinking, I turn to Bobby Brown right quick.
Oh, yeah, so I
turn to Bobby.
Right.
So
we know.
I be chilling now.
I see you Friday, friend.
Oh man, get out of here, man.
So what's the next? Yeah, let's
get
you about to get on.
I got another one for real. And this
I got heartburn with this goddamn wine. Give me some motherfucking Casamigos.
Not the
Casamigos. She the only one that say
what is it, y'all?
That's because we ain't eating no spaghetti or nothing with this.
Anybody ever dealt with somebody and when y'all got done talking to them, maybe like some time went past or something, y'all homeboy started dealing with the girl or y'all... The nigga started dealing with, you feel me, or whatever.
Yeah,
so the question is, like, do you feel like the whole time you was dealing with them that they wanted them?
Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fuck. We'll go around.
In your subconscious mind, at some point, you wanted to. It may not have been on no malicious shit. I feel like
this sound personal.
It's very personal for me.
Okay.
You need
him
to drop an instrument?
Should
be you.
No,
that's
another one.
Oh, my God.
But in your mind,
Katrina, you
done
pushed the mic away. You so fed up. Push it back.
Right, because, y'all, listen, I feel like even if in the moment you weren't malicious and you probably had all the good intent when we was hanging and my partner was around or whatever, but at some point in your mind, attraction is something that I feel like you can't really control. Like,
for sure.
You could sit here and this could be your nigga or this could be your female and I could be looking at her or looking at you and not even, you would never know that in my mind I done undressed this bitch, I done thought about it, but it's like, no, that's my man's. I can't, you know, look at her like that. But in your, like, I feel like what I've learned What I learned through different shit is that time went by. Maybe you and that person ain't hanging like y'all used to. Y'all ain't nothing. They feeling like, hey, it's
but
free
right. I feel as though, all right.
You don't understand the question?
I do. I think I have a situation that happened.
But
there's
a time frame on stuff like that?
Yes.
But, all right, it depends on how you feel about the person, though, and how the relationship was.
I mean, and I got a real, but it's kind of like,
but I'm going to say this before you say anything. And this from fellas and all that. It's that one female we got.
Sometimes it don't be just one.
It's a female.
And we going to go back to the key is you got to let motherfuckers know.
Yeah, you got to. No, I love her, y'all. She the one.
That's cool.
But sometimes you don't even have to say that. The action speaks for itself.
At any moment, and you my homegirl, ain't no point. Why would you
want to
fuck him knowingly? Fuck after me.
Because everybody belongs to the streets.
Everybody.
Okay, if you ain't my homegirl, I'll give a fuck who you fuck with.
Baltimore city.
But you ain't fucking
a good 10 niggas in the city, right? It's a good 10 niggas. We live in Baltimore City.
Why you
gotta
say
10?
Because it sounds like you taking us out of the equation.
Listen, no, I'm being sarcastic, right? It's a good handful of niggas in the city that are dateable, right? So we're gonna have to recycle these niggas at some point. I think men do have a different code.
Dateable.
Well, I'm being sarcastic.
Because there's a lot of niggas out here that ain't shit.
Right. They don't take care of their kids. They bombs. They might be on
but
the line.
But they winning.
Yo, no.
My homegirl say we fucking behind each other around here.
Yo, it's gonna happen.
No, it's not it's that it's intentional, happen. But certain people are in your life for certain reasons.
Right.
If I met you 10 years ago and we just was fucking around. Right. We might have hung out here and there. That don't mean I don't like you or that I don't consider you a friend. You can go. But we might have shit that you could build from. Right. Then you meet another motherfucker some years later, and you might be like, all right, might still just be fucking and dating. But you form your own relationships with people that end up having its own significant meanings. I don't give a fuck if y'all was homeboys, because these niggas is out here fucking
Annie and everybody.
Sisters, the mothers, the cousins. They doing all that. And again, and I ain't gonna lie. Well, wait a minute. What? I'm gonna keep
did
it.
Did they get some of the stimulus?
Wait a minute. I don't fuck with y'all. Hold on. Nasty.
I would never do no wild shit like that, but that's what though.
If they allow, you to do that, how we nasty?
I'm exaggerating. However, I have had niggas, and I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't care. Judge your mother. I've had niggas that they ain't shit, but the dick was good. Now I tell my homegirl, go ahead and smile.
You are such a queen.
Now, we can't be fucking at
you
the
same
time.
You are such a queen.
But if I fucked this nigga 3-4 years ago, Hold up.
Do you slander the nigga, or you just give him like the ooh? Do you throw it out the backboard, or you just throw it mid-air?
I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, again, for the most part, I haven't really fucked with no fucked up niggas. Even if my experience wasn't the best, I never had no real cruddy niggas.
How you know that though?
How I know what?
Crystal assist.
Niggas be.
I'm saying that he wasn't to me.
Oh, towards you. Jew, let Crystal assist talk. Yeah, let Crystal assist talk. Yeah.
I'm just saying. If you ain't did nothing to me, now mind you, I might tell my. First of all, this is cold for me. If one of my old joints, my old birds, trying to get at one of my friends, I'ma tell her, because at the end of the day, I don't want her to have no animosity if she find out on the back end, like, oh yeah, I was smashing nigga, we just fuck with each other. Right. I'm telling you, not because I'm hating on you or the situation, I'm putting that shit on the table. You do whatever the fuck you want with it. I done had homegirls that's like, nah, I ain't fucking with them. No. And in the background, I'm still like, go in, sis. Have fun. Have a blast.
Right.
I done had the same like homeboys that's like, yo, he got a bag and he gonna blow it on you.
Okay.
Get whatever the fuck you gonna get.
I feel like this is what you're gonna do.
Niggas put the stimmies on.
We should live by in both niggas. So I think it's a situation.
Y'all probably can talk some real shit for the straight.
So that's the thing.
Bitch is putting their heads back on that to get knocked off when they come to me. Like, no. You cannot, like,
and then, so you
why y'all like, talk so personal? Personal? All the same girls though.
Right, because there's so like many lesbians.
Let me ask you this. Why do you make everything so personal?
Listen.
And you know I know one of your exes. Yeah.
<It's> the...
Yeah, you're not. <funny. laughs>
Nah, tell them why you mad, Pop. Tell them, Pop.
I think for me, in the lesbian world, because it's slim pickings for real, just like y'all feel like it's niggas, it's slim pickings. Yeah, it's a bunch of bitches out here. It's a bunch of dykes. It's a bunch of all that. You feel what I'm saying? But when it comes to... And I'm going to speak because I'm a veteran.
And it's
clear you are. Okay.
You got your 15 years old.
A vet dyke is hilarious. Like, James and shit.
I don't know, like,
that's definitely the title.
LeBron, so, yeah.
You LeBron and this dyke shit.
Yeah. I got a question though for you.
Listen, real quick. But I feel like when it, for me, because I had this situation happen to me, that's why this situation personal for me. But on some, not taking my emotions out of it and just looking at it from a real perspective, like, when it's slim pickings, I feel like, for me, and I guess it's just me, I don't fuck just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, some people just looking for the thrill
of sex. Sex is just sex for some people. Gotta understand that.
For me, I've always been the type of person that I don't just fuck on a fly. Like, I don't have no intent behind it. Right. Like, I'm just fucking.
You gotta actually like the person. You gotta be into them.
I'm not saying as soon as I fuck you, you my bitch today. Right. Now, that's taking it too far. But I will say, in order for me to get wet for you, I have to mentally be stimulated by you, so I'm interested. You feel what I'm saying? But some people, and that's why it's personal wins. So if you my homegirl and I don't have many, but it's like if you around me, 10 times out of 10, if I was fucking them,
you was with them. That
was my people's. Mm-hmm. So I don't care if it's 5 years.
Well, they should be off.
I got another question for her though. Since she's a veteran in this dyke shit, so you're completely like, it's not a man like that you not attract. No, so it's not a man that you look and it's like he's handsome and all that type of stuff.
I'm not gay to the. Now some bitches be really doing the most with this gay shit. Like they can't say another man is handsome, another man is charming. I'm gay, very much so.
But I'm realistic. Yeah. I'ma say, yo, he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
That's just
he's
like a charming. Straight woman should be able to say another woman is
exactly. Pretty. But it does not mean, yo, that I'm gonna let him fuck me him. Tonight. Like, my pussy ain't gonna get wet for him. But I'm not stimulated in that to, way.
Most trying to slide it in. Do you think he's attractive? That's what he's trying to get. That's what he's trying to get.
You know what it was? I think this was the setup because he asked to sit over there before we got started.
Listen, it's just girls be so gay to the point where they be like. It's unbelievable now because you're doing too much. Like, you don't got to do all of that. Mm. A man buying you a drink, a man saying you're beautiful, you don't got to feel uneasy if you're confident in
what
you are.
That's so weird and
girls
stupid.
Just don't know how. Some I know some that'd be like, oh my God, it's a man over here trying to. Like, come on, bitch. Like, you being weird. Like, it's weird
but
now.
I asked her that, though, because I always wanted to know that. Like, they be do. Like, nah, he don't look like
so. Yeah, but what I wanted to ask you though, because you said like, yo, it could be 5 years from now, you still feel like. Mm-hmm. So my question is like, why?
Because
you could be dealing with somebody else,
and that's cool. Trust me, I've had it. But it's
so.
Just
why do you care?
I care because I feel like if you was hanging around me, I don't have most people in my close vicinity. Mm. You know. Who I'm fucking with. Uh-huh. I always tell people, anybody who know me know my finances, my family, who I'm fucking off social media. That shit don't touch it. You won't know unless you know.
Right.
So if you close enough for me to know who I fuck with, you knew that I had a deep connection with that person and find you. It's too much pussy out here. Find you another one. Not that one. Why that one when you was around when the shit was what it was? I don't care if I moved on. I guess I have moved on, but I ain't about to be cool with you.
You love hard.
Why
so,
you fucking with my
so
question?
So, when's your birthday? So, because somebody really asked you, did you really move on though?
There go right.
Y'all believe in zodiac signs?
I'm very much.
But I don't think
so.
What's y'all zodiac sign? To where I had intimate relations with you, where I'm dealing with you for months on end, and then 4 years from now, I'm gonna be sitting at a double dating with you and my homegirl. Like, no, that's weird.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think
fair. It's too much pussy out here. It's very fair.
That's true.
Tell your story. I feel like it's not fair.
I had a whole situation, and I feel like it wasn't fair, right? So I had a homegirl, and she's gay. She likes women.
Oh, Lord.
I know. It's okay, because the story is keep getting told. So I just got to
tell. No, I've been new about this shit from way back, and I've been new both of y'all.
Right. I just got to tell my side.
I'm in the middle. Tell me.
I know. And the thing, only reason why I'm bringing it up, because it's still, like, relevant today.
Is it?
No, she's still talking about it. She's still.
You sure?
What's the piece? She still be telling people, watch out for me.
Personal.
Oh, it's a real personal thing.
All right, so let me tell you. You tell the story, because I swear to God, I knew. I've known you, right. And I know the other person, right. And I'm really neutral.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm neutral. I'm going to tell my story from the real.
I want to hear your side, because I know the other
so
side.
So, boom. Mm. So, I had a homegirl. She likes so women. Cool. She so happened to mess with this older guy who had money. Basically,
so did she like women, or she?
No, she's full. She's very much gay, right?
So why is she very much messing with
women? Hold on, let her finish telling the story. All right,
I'm coming. Because Crystal knows the whole story as well. No, she's very much, she might dabble with a nigga here and there, and at the time she had a whole nigga. Outside of this
so
nigga.
So at that point, she was bisexual.
Yeah, she was bisexual. She had like a boyfriend, and then she had, I guess, like a side nigga that she was fucking with who had some money, all right. So I'm only really knowing her boyfriend, right? That's her nigga. I done seen the nigga out, sent her pictures like, yo, your nigga out. The side nigga don't matter to me. I'm not paying him no mind. We all in the club one day. He just so happened to go out with us. I don't even know that he's there, honestly. So fast forward, I'm somewhere with my mother. Then the side nigga, the older nigga pull up on me. Was like, what y'all eating? Pay the bill, slide me his number. I'm like, all right, cool. Mind y'all, he's just a nigga with money. Right, he kicks out the dough. So I start talking to him. Yeah, he's a stimmy. He is. He's a whole walking lick.
That's ho, before she finished. That's what we're going to start calling these niggas. That's trick daddy dollars, you stimmy ass niggas.
Hold on.
Stimmy son of a bitches.
I start talking to him, right? He's a lick. I'm getting what I
need. No, call him with the
email. So you're talking to him because you got money, right?
Basically,
you're
stimmy. Let me finish, Carlos. So I'm doing what needs to be done in a situation. This
what
how
do
much
y'all get out of talking to a nigga with money?
Because I need to tell my side of the story.
Okay.
This is how much I'm not being sneaky. This is how much I'm not knowing that this is the same nigga. All right, me, the girl, and two other people, we out eating, right? It's my birthday, matter of fact. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to have my nigga pull up, pay the whole bill for everybody. Like, cool. He about to come.
He your nigga now.
He not even what's my that nigga. Shit? But
I pay your homegirl, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking her too.
The Stimmy? The Stimmy paying the bill?
The
Stimmy is
about to pay the bill.
It's a lot of roller coaster rides at Six Flags.
It's
a lot of roller coaster rides at Six Flags, man.
I'm talking to him.
It can't be a Stimmy, though, by the way. This is well before COVID. This shit is actually.
All right, come on, come on. You told him to pull up.
Boom, he pulls up. She's at the table, right? So she like, this is the same nigga. Like, this is the guy who sucks. So I'm like, all right, like, I mean, what the fuck? We here now. He about to pay the bill. He's a walking lick. What do you want me to do? Like, all right, you, this wasn't your man.
I'm going to tell you how you wrong, though.
She didn't have sex with him. Right.
If you don't, if it's a no fly zone. If you don't touch, it's a no fly zone. It's a no fly zone. It's a no fly zone if you don't touch. That's what I'm telling you. If you don't touch him,
man, you ain't fucking with him.
You don't touch him. That's free game. If you don't touch him,
that's free game.
You come in this water.
One of the pros too.
Right. I'm not aware that this is the same nigga. Like, I would never have the nigga pull up to the table if I'm being sneaky or if I know this is the same nigga.
Did you talk to her about that though?
Listen, she hasn't even gave me the opportunity.
But you said you didn't know it was the same nigga.
Right.
You said she didn't know that it was the same nigga.
Hold on. If I knew, why would I? If I'm on some sneaky shit, why would it's so four listen, of us at the table?
Your intent was not to be sneaky. And yeah, right. I'm speaking from the perspective because I know both right. sides.
Let's tell a story first.
All right, boom. So let's, all right. And then you go let's go fast forward. Me and her are so cool after that. Like, she might have said something, I think, to my cousin at the table when I got up. Like, why she? But she never said anything to me. To me, I feel like that was your opportunity to say something to me, right? Like, I'm feeling like, this a lick. This not your real nigga. This ain't my real nigga. He's a lick. She never said anything to me. Even after the situation, we probably went out once or twice after that. So once she realized the nigga was really liking me, he's whatever, I think that that's when she got him her feelings. I don't know at what point she decided to stop talking to me about it.
So I'm again because I'm both of y'all friends.
Did you hear the type of meals that was brought?
Listen, I know what the fuck was going on.
Right, so this is how much Crystal knows because she was out here telling everybody the whole story. You're just hearing this story. This is my brother. You just hearing this story.
The real scale.
You probably knew, but
you might be wrong. I'm on here. I'm on here.
And I'm willing to live with that. I don't really give a fuck at this point. I'm going
like, oh, she out here telling people whatever. Again, I know you from high school. I've known her before then. So I'm really neutral. However, they both, y'all both kind of are wrong.
Okay.
She is wrong because if she felt some way, she need to put that shit on the table from the beginning or at least have a conversation and be like, yo, this is my nigga.
Or I'm not feeling it.
I ain't really with all that, but.
That's not her nigga, though.
No, she shouldn't say something to me. Like, if I don't like something that you're doing,
you're going to say something.
I'm going to say it. And then I'm now, and this is me. Once I tell you, and then you even going to say, all right, I respect how you
and
feel, I'm going to chill.
Out.
Or you going to say, bitch, fuck you, I'm still going to do whatever. Oh, then I'm going to dictate how I carry you.
Right, from
then
the,
I'm
going
to have to put one of your niggas on my list. But that's another story. You're wrong.
She's a tit for tat bitch.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, she's clear about that.
You're wrong, not intentionally, but in her perspective, you saw me or you heard me mentioning a nigga and you knew about it. You wasn't completely oblivious. You didn't realize it in the moment when it happened, but you later realized it in the back on the back end.
Right.
So you still could have brought something to the table. No. Like,
I feel like that was
no, hold on, wait. No, the reason that I say that she could have brought something to the table. And again, I'm in the middle.
Right.
The reason I say she could have brought something to the table was because once, and clearly you know now, there's still some animosity behind
it. Yeah, it's always going to be animosity.
If you're my friend and you realize I'm mad, no matter at what point you realize,
but when I realized she was mad,
let's talk about it.
That's from real shit, Crystal. When I realized she was mad, it was already, she had decided not to be my friend. It was never where she came to me as a friend like, yo, I ain't really feeling this. Let's talk about it. Let me proceed differently. It was like, oh, I see her out. She's not. I ain't your friend, bitch. Don't speak to me.
And
I'm
again,
like,
that's why I said,
I didn't
that's
even
why,
know
that's why I
oblivious.
Said y'all like, both could have just right, so, talked about it. And again, the niggas belong to the streets.
They
the
belong
bitches
to
belong
everybody.
To
the I don't see what the animosity is.
I got a question.
So, hold on, Lowe's. B,
because we going to get a nigga perspective.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get this nigga shit.
So you go, and we just going to go, go around.
So check this out. This is how, like...
How was it supposed to go?
Okay, so we going to say, like, the bro code. That's my man right there. That's my man right there. That's my man right there. At the end of the day, if that's your lady and all that, you touch her and you feel some type of way, cool. You going to know when she off limits. But if you ain't touched, it's like an animal in the water. Exactly. Whoever gets to her first. But how we do it though is so like
it's they definitely got a group chat.
Nah, but it's
what
it's
that
on
mean?
Huh?
I'm talking, go ahead.
Yeah, but it's on some stuff like yo. All right, well y'all didn't take it to this point and all that. It's still fair game.
But why do you fucking have to change anything?
Because like, at the end of the day.
No, it might change a lot for y'all, and that's where I think y'all got some of the game fucked up. Y'all niggas is just getting fucked as well. Like,
so we don't have a problem with that.
Ain't no problem.
I know, because
sometimes y'all want the same thing. I'm not gonna say niggas don't get their feelings and all that. But at the end of the day, you got some niggas that get their feelings and all that. But at the end of the day, if a nigga didn't touch you, right? And I'm sitting there having a conversation, like, even if the conversation is just like, all right, cool. I mean, like, you know, it's like the ball, you know, going off the basket, hitting the rim, and another nigga got the rebound.
Exactly.
You got to play defense and hope you can play offense again, not on no sucker shit. So it's like, yo, ain't no sucker shit and all that, but I tell a nigga, if you ain't touch her, you know, she bound to drizz down on this end.
And I'm just saying, even if you did, like.
But if you did, it's different, though. Because people, even though people be like, man, sex and all that, sex changes a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Because feelings, because it's no way you can say you just going to keep fucking somebody and all that, and ain't no feelings going to come about.
So, yeah.
Sex changes a lot of things. Because somebody on one of the two ends is going to catch feelings.
Sometimes you're just scratching an itch.
So, you better. Well,
go ahead, Jamal, because we going to talk about what sex is after this.
I look at it like this. Even if I fucked her, if I didn't, if it ain't my girl, I don't care about her, my homeboy can get her. Like,
but that don't mean that she don't care.
I want my homeboy to experience the same shit I did. If I don't care about her.
Such a king.
If I don't care about her,
Mel the King in the house.
Man, get her.
But see, then we equate caring different. Like, if I fucked you, I care about you. I might not be in love with you. Mm-hmm. But I care about you. Like, I hate when niggas be like, if I fit, you can fuck her, I don't care.
But you making our point, though. But we
all can disconnect like that. If I'm fucking a bitch, you better.
You already made your shit clear.
Like I said,
you can never be a nigga.
Like I said,
I'm bitch's hand between the washer and the dryer. You are not going to do that to me.
If you want people that got bonds with 10 different bitches floating around somewhere.
No, I don't. If I have the bond when I have it with you, I may always care about you. But it's just for me, it's like if I'm sharing my body with you, sex is not just sex to me. It's nasty out here.
I'm not saying it's just sex.
But time out, though. Now, this might sound crazy.
All right. What we about to say?
Because you a dyke.
Somebody said we find strays on the street all the time.
Because you a lesbian, are you really sharing your body?
Fuck yeah, I'm sharing my body. Just because it's not a real dick don't mean I'm not getting fucked. And this is what y'all said.
Alright, let's get to this. Hold on. Cut the beat.
Let's be clear. And that's what a lot of men get confused.
I want to understand. Trust me.
I just want to know, don't you do that. What people fail to realize is, yes, y'all have the real penis. Y'all feel it. The dykes don't. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I don't care what no dykes say. I mean, they feel a pressure against their clip, but they ain't.
Yeah, but it's no real feeling
what y'all feeling. Exactly. Okay, great. But at the same time, you opened me up. You went up at me. It's a body. No matter how you flip it.
The way you said that.
I had an orgasm. It's a body. No matter how you flip it.
That's silicone.
Whether it's fake or real. That's what she said. Whether it's fake or real, you a body because.
That's silicone.
It don't matter. You inside of me. Period.
It's not the real thing.
It doesn't matter.
But they put that bitch on.
They put the utility belt on and go to work.
I probably asked.
Do you laugh at them when they put the utility belt around their waist?
As a dumb,
they could never.
I don't know where is the
money. Out the book bag.
Hold on, wait. So I was getting ready to fuck this dyke before, right? I never been with. like a dumb.
Like a nigga looking dumb.
I was, and it ain't that one. That's my friend. Yeah. No. So I'm like, yo, where is this shit at? Is it like in a bag?
You was just interested where this,
like,
where this shit was at.
It is. If a dick got a book bag, a 10 times out of 10, the dick is in it.
I said, this bitch is in the pocket.
And I'm going to tell you, if the bitch is in the
pocket. I'm riding the night.
That's a dumb. So she got the spare tire in the trunk.
She got the dick in the trunk.
Most times. If a bitch got a book bag, it's a no saying. If you see a dick,
I got another question. One more. I swear I'm gonna stop.
They got the guns in there, and Dax got the
strap in the book.
I swear I'm gonna stop. You know how girls be like, oh yeah, she'll fuck with this nigga cause yo got a big dick or whatever the case may be. For the dyke, it's just kind of like, if any dyke can just go get whatever.
Let me say this, y'all. Dyke is a very disrespectful term.
If a lesbian,
and
so what's the word I should use?
Just say
okay,
a
stud.
Well, don't say
dyke. Why?
Dyke is offensive. That's like calling a gay man a faggy. They want to fight.
I know.
All right, well, I heard it. Like, gay man is
a okay, well, stud. So if a stud.
I actually don't call gay men faggies. I call the men that act like faggies faggies.
I don't call them nothing.
I don't call them shit.
I don't talk to them.
Wait.
The question is like, you know how in girl circles y'all run around and say like, yo, I fucked yo because, or not even because, like, oh yeah, you should try yo guy big, whatever. So, and y'all game is kind of like, every girl has got to be the same except for just like how they talk to y'all.
It's not the same.
Don't do that.
The same way girls be like, I'ma fuck this nigga because he got a bag. I'ma fuck this nigga because
no, I'm talking about sexually. No. I'm talking about sexually.
Sexually, word pass, just like girls, niggas talk, bitches talk. It's, oh, this bitch got a mean ass head game. This bitch can strap you to fuck. Like, this bitch fucks. Like, she know what she doing.
So how do you know when the sex is over? Because they don't come.
They did.
No, not out the place.
Not out the dildo.
Yes, they did.
The dildo come?
Bitches that come off a dildo.
No, I'm just saying.
How?
Yeah, how?
Hit me out.
How can you simulate that?
Not only is it a, but that makes it even better. Like y'all say, sex is sex. And, you know, y'all just be fucking. Literally, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the woman actually
that's
come or like the dildo
come?
Both parties come. The pressure from penetrating a female, whether it be with a fake dick or whatever. The pressure from doing it. I know a lot of females who truly get pleasure. I know a female who only fuck with straight. She ain't body fucking. She ain't scissoring. She ain't none of that shit. It's straight with strap, and that's how she get her pleasure. Me personally, being who I am, I'm cool with the strap. I'm cool with it. It depends on who it is. I have to have a different type of connection mentally with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm a real lesbian. We fucking. We doing all the shit that y'all do minus the dick.
You prefer scissor?
Yeah, I've never been fucked with a strap. I don't know what. I ain't got that shit no bag under my motherfucking bed. I don't know.
All this shit new to me.
The whole time I thought niggas book bags and fanny packs.
But go ahead, Jude. We got off topic because I was so interested.
You got the fanny pack with the dick in it. Niggas getting a shootout.
We cut you off because I was so interested in what she was talking about. But it was your turn when we was talking about.
About
what was supposed to happen at that dinner table? I'm not saying that he not. I'm just saying like I didn't want to cut him out before I went or whatever the case may be. Yeah, it was his turn.
What
go ahead.
Was talking about how he should carry the situation.
I mean, I had conversations. I let my homeboys know who off limits, and I don't feel no type of way. I'm like, oh, you fucked my bitch. We gonna laugh about it. Then we gonna move on. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what? I mean, I don't make shit personal.
So, my eyes on it for real. I feel like if you don't say nothing, then don't come back and say nothing to me later.
Exactly.
And that ain't even for that situation. That's for me and niggas and all that. Yeah. Like, yo. And don't be that nigga that's so prideful that she be like, oh yeah, and you planned it like that, and now she really love me. Now you hurt and you and home now, and you want to kill yourself. Really you taking her. Hella pills. And you trying to drown in the pool.
Now
they really love me now.
Like you said, niggas know who off limits.
Niggas
when they
come.
No.
Like
at the end of the day. Like at the end of the day.
Man, you tight.
Yeah.
It's like I know.
And at the same time,
me and you, but we know who, we know who off limits.
No, we not.
Miss out on who God sent
for being respectful.
What? Man,
with somebody with
no, 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 stop a mud hole on a month.
Niggas be no though.
That's not what I'm saying.
Touch my prize possession, watch what happened.
You, he don't give a fuck. Then the same nigga be in the bitch trying to check the bitch like you wrong for fuck with my nigga. If
that's
you don't
not
give
a real
fuck,
nigga.
That's not, they yeah. not real homeboys
it's
and
not,
shit.
It's not real homeboys.
Right.
You talking about a bunch of stimulus.
That was my point,
Jude. Exactly.
If they your real homegirl, yeah. they going to know, Brian.
Yeah.
That was what I was saying.
And back to the story. We're talking about it. He's not nobody, nigga. He's
and hold on. And the, biggest problem, though, the biggest problem with that was y'all didn't even have sex.
Exactly.
You ain't getting no pussy. Even... He ain't getting no pussy from the homegirl, and he busting out bills.
Boy, he brought y'all them shrimp baskets and getting nothing. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he ain't getting no pussy from you either.
Oh, no.
He a whole stimulus.
That nigga a sucker. I'm paying the whole bill. I'm fucking.
I'm paying the whole bill. Somebody doing something at the end of the night.
Trick Troy the Wonder Boy.
He paid the bill. I think that this is
who y'all was fucking with? Who y'all was fucking with? Trick Daddy?
And peeled off. Mind you, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. So he paid the bill and he peeled off. Like, here you go. Happy birthday.
Troy the Wonder Boy.
Like, fit y'all.
No.
Did he let y'all get appetizers that night, too?
He said whatever y'all want. That's the thing. Like,
he must got a lot of paper. He just
well,
don't
got a lot of bitches. One of
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got a lot of bitches.
And
he just don't give a fuck.
Mistake she made, too.
Oh, he just ain't one. Either one of y'all.
It's just the principle. Like, I got both these bitches.
If I'm in a conversation, sis, we going to run it up.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, homeboy prior.
Yeah, splitting it down the middle.
If
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm just
yo, not
saying.
I wish I had
thing.
Some cardio so I could
push
them up
right here. Homeboy got
this. Homeboy got this.
Take me in. It's your time. I'm just not that person. I don't care. Like, hey, go ahead. Yo. Do what you need to be. Do what needs to be
done. You got somebody.
Why y'all so mad about this nigga? He don't even like women.
Everybody.
Exactly.
Right. They don't like women.
Come on, man.
I'm not mad. Y'all want to know the craziest thing that happened? So look, check this out. This is how the universe works. I'm going to say I didn't even know what to do with it, right? Like, I had the opportunity. I was running it up as much as I could, but he started getting on my nerves. I lost contact with him. I go out of town like 2 weeks ago on a whole island.
And reconnect
guess
with him.
Who I run into?
The nigga Stimmy?
He there.
The Stimmy there?
With a nigga.
He there. No, he's there with his family. I'm like, yo.
Ooh, the
but
Stimmy.
I'm like,
oh, that's why he was doing what he was doing.
Listen,
no, family isn't wife.
No, his daughter. Like, he's a family man. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna try to play him. He's a cool nigga. He a good dude. You know, he got his
he
things.
He got a lot
that,
of paper. He just don't care. That's what I'm saying.
You know, he's just, it is
he
what it is. Options. He a good friend. He's cool. Like, he a good,
fuck.
A
just
good
keep
time.
The same energy.
And that's what
care.
It is.
That's why she was so mad, though.
But that, sis, we could run it up together.
It ain't
I don't
always
understand.
Like that.
Like,
it ain't like yo. That.
But it can be. A
somebody
got to
be one. Somebody
got to
be number two. So, I mean, everybody want to be number one.
Baby, I'm all right with being first run up.
Listen, well, in a situation where we tagging each other in, you, this you, like, I don't, like,
I'm the wingman.
He's not a
be
real.
Like, girl,
everybody want to be Jordan. Seven. Don't nobody want to be Pippen.
So,
stop, yo.
But so, where was your problem, though?
Who problem?
Not because you were saying like everybody was wrong. Like, how was they wrong?
She's just saying I could have said something.
No, I'm just saying they both could have. Not even. Let me take the word wrong out of it. I'm just saying I felt like this could have been amicably solved. Yeah. Yes, that's
but that,
it.
But that goes back
but
to this, though.
That's
let
it.
Let's go back to this, though. Remember the
I
whole
think
approach
that it
thing?
Couldn't because
no, it could. Yeah.
Just the emotions, not on my end. Clearly, I really don't care. Like, you know, I was still, what's up? Like,
I'm just
but
saying
I feel
she's
like
still
things,
missing out because, I mean, like,
no,
again, right
could,
now, like, right now, she got a different situation.
Right.
But I'm like, man, I ain't about to
say how think she going to feel when she listen to this?
I don't give a fuck how she feels.
Y'all still friends on Instagram? Y'all still friends on Instagram?
Only because respectfully,
and I'm neutral.
The thing is, what I'm saying is, the situation is old, but it still comes up to me through other people. Like, Crystal, that's her homegirl, I get it. She probably know the story from 3 years ago. But I still have people coming to me, like, oh, such as, she, Shorty said, watch out for
and
you,
because
she'll fuck with her
clear,
nigga.
I never
what?
Said,
like,
I never just, said, for the record,
no, yeah.
I never said anything.
No, yeah.
To
well,
you
I said, Crystal, you keeping it G.
Else, like,
but what I'm saying is,
I'm
it's still other people
I'm
coming back to me.
People,
like, yeah, watch out for C or watch out for Sha'Ray because she'll fuck. Like, hold the fuck up. Mm. Like, now you playing with my name. Come on now. That's not even what the situation was.
That's
what
situation
but,
the whole
but see, and this, but this goes back to the conversation because I do got a homegirl that's out here. Well, she ain't a homegirl no anymore. But she out here, Twitter fingers, chit-chatting. She's very judgmental about what everybody else
right.
do, everybody else fucking. But what she failed to realize about me is I might be fucking with the niggas. I know a lot of people, but I'm still one of the bros. Like, right. Niggas fuck with me. So, bitch, they telling yeah, they me, telling when, me when you fucking
right.
them.
Right.
You're, bitch, you're, and they sending me your videos, so right. you better so keep
relax.
It cute.
Ooh. Like,
ooh, is this on OnlyFans?
You gotta keep it cute.
Time out.
But niggas be worse than the females.
I think this is the next question.
Man, I don't do nothing. All females tell. I don't do nah.
So, hold on. So, this what I want to go around the room.
You got OnlyFans?
I was thinking about it though, but I don't think that's the proper.
We get closer
and
closer to that.
I don't know what you
posted.
Let that shit go.
Body crazy.
So
it will be.
We getting closer. We get. No, you good. We getting closer and closer to the end.
Pay that $5 a month.
Because you going, I'ma let it start with you and we'll go around. If it's a code, like, what's your top three things? Is just like you feel like is on a pro code for you, like, I mean, what niggas in your circle shouldn't do, or niggas, you feel me? Like,
I mean,
how you feel about the niggas you around? It don't even gotta be about the girl. It could just be anything.
Okay,
that you
well,
feel.
Well, the whole thing, number one, is the stay loyal joint. Like, yeah, that exactly. Loyalty is a whole. Like, a lot of niggas be hollering that loyalty and all that, and a lot of niggas out here be doing a lot of sucker shit talking about niggas and all that. But that loyalty thing and all that. Number two is that respect factor. Like, if you can't respect another individual as a man, what the fuck y'all gonna be doing? Like, if I don't respect you as a man, we can't have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna just treat you to what you are to me. And number three is like, yo, if any sucker shit going on and all that, as a man, come approach me as a man and all that. Like, yo, we can have a conversation about it. Because at the end of the day, we all adults. But a lot of people fail to realize those three things and all that. And they become fuck niggas, you know? So, hey, it is what it is. But when it comes to women, you know, that's my lady and all that. You know who's off limits. I know who off limits on your end. But besides that, everything else, fair game. But that's the problem, nigga. Niggas don't be staying loyal. Niggas just be posting a bunch of Justin LaBoy memes and all that shit. And don't be living none of that shit or that other dumbass shit trying to make themselves sound good on social media. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's
like I say,
Justin LaBoy.
Or as I call him, Justin LaSis, because he a whole sis ass nigga. But
big light skin ass. Weak
you know
ass
what?
Nigga.
Y'all not going to do
this to him.
Yeah. But no, go. Why? That's your homeboy?
Is that your homegirl? That's your homegirl?
Y'all hate his ass.
He corny.
Sometimes.
He couldn't hang around me.
Sometimes. He be doing hobo. He be doing hobo. Because he's a sis.
He could not last. Because he'd be mad as
he's
shit.
He's a sis, yo. Like Justin LaSis. Every time he posts, it's like, hey, girl, snap the finger. That's what I think. Whenever he posts, like, hey, girl, I'm here.
I know that phone lit. Let me see what's in my mouth.
I'm crying.
I know that's in there. I know some shit in there.
It's a side conversation.
But nah, I'm big on loyalty.
They gonna hate. Everybody listening gonna hate. So it don't matter. They don't care.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying somebody stole
my
phone.
I just want to see the ass. We just gonna let my man go next, though.
Bust it.
So my phone. Not up in his phone.
I'd rather a nigga tell me he loyal than tell me he love me. Like, I don't get that love word don't really get too much pay over here. Lord, I'm big on loyalty. Like, loyalty go everything. Huh?
You heard me. If you heard me, say you heard me. I'm in jail three times.
Damn.
And Nick, no, don't say that because you was my friend when I was
ain't no question.
Locked up.
But I don't agree with that shit.
We got jail together?
No.
Out of all things, you want me to change my clothes? And come on, man.
I don't even know the question because I was trying to look through her phone and look at this.
Right, so no, I was saying, like, if you had, like, top three or just top things you say, like, yo, as a nigga, like, I'm supposed to respect this as a bro code or shit. You feel me? Like, it could be with the girl that you deal with or whatever. Or it could just be anything like, yo, you niggas got to stop doing this or whatever. How y'all feel?
Hey, well, that's my brother. There ain't nothing he don't know. Yeah, so.
Man.
Right.
It could be anything. You know how you feel me, how they'll even say like, excuse me, they say like, you know, if a nigga come to and meet that girl at something that she got going on with her homegirl, she'll pose to pay the bill. Like, huh? That's, I seen that shit.
Y'all look at you face.
What?
Oh, y'all see that shit on Twitter? They said, like, if a like, nigga pull up, we, like, you supposed to pay the bill.
Yeah,
like,
on
you
a girl's
type
situation, they having brunch,
bitch,
shorty
man.
Out.
You was drinking motherfucking Grey Goose, now you
and she invite her boyfriend.
No. Right.
And he come, and he just there. He supposed to pay that tab. That
I
shit
mean,
been
he ain't supposed
around.
To pay shit. But.
So, say it again.
That's what they said.
They say we're required to take the balance and all that.
If I just pull up, say
but
man,
you know right. The crazy thing though,
she like, called
like
you
said,
to pull up,
like,
not you just pulled
you to pull up.
Up
and all that.
She called
you.
Me to pull up. As my girl.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know shit gonna change once they like, oh yeah, he got like you know
no,
like.
So
he got
so who
just started
We don't think that. That's what I'm saying. Y'all think that, but who is this female to me? Now, most of the niggas that I know, they fit.
And I pull up and she with her friends?
Most likely, I ain't pulling up by myself. But she with her friends.
Even if he pull up by himself, most niggas gonna buy around the shop.
That's different, yeah.
But if she just some random. No. I ain't.
I'm just
tricking on anybody.
He set the standard. He said if it's his girl, he's gonna pay the bill. That's his woman. That's his lady. If it's whoever, a little jump off, he's not paying. He might pay for her. You gonna pay for her?
He's gonna pay.
But no, we're gonna tell it.
We pay for everything. We are tricks. We pay the bill. We look out. That's what we do. Niggas is not going to sit here alive.
I send drinks to everybody.
We do that shit.
If I want one, I send drinks to all.
We roll out. Sometimes we don't pay the bill. We give a little bit of money. Then we roll out.
If I see one,
we'll give a third of it or more. A third of it and here, y'all put a little bit of it.
I like that, Carlos.
Remember that time we went out D.C.? And I paid that bill. Yeah. I was mad as shit. I don't even like her ass, man.
How much was it?
It was like, his bill was like $350.
Right.
And she brought two of her homegirls. That was like another $350. Okay. She come in like, I want.
Hold up, Jew. Let's go back to that.
Hey,
Jew. Remember when we went to Griffin that day? Me, you, Nick, and all of us. And we paid for how many women we paid to get in? Remember the nigga told us?
Yo,
that
was a wild ass day. I put up like $800.
The nigga told us we had to pay
$10. I had $1 in my pocket.
The nigga,
that was the last spot we went to.
It was more than that.
Hey, listen to this, Chris. This is a true story.
It was more than that.
The nigga said, yo, just for the females to get in, y'all got to pay $3,000. And then every nigga that's out here, you got to pay every nigga that get in. Then once you get in there, you got to buy 10 bottles.
Yeah.
Everybody at the bank machine, you know the bank machine only give you a couple and all that. Niggas is out this bitch.
Shit.
I'm out that bitch for $700.
I got you. I like, don't even worry about it.
Yo, we paid for all these women to get in the club and all that.
Y'all ain't real one, because I'd have been at the front negotiating some shit.
That was the negotiation that happened.
Because
Trey Songz was in there. We had like 20 people, though.
We was like 25.
But I ain't gonna lie, how we flexed on Trey Songz, though. That was pretty. I like that, though. We flexed on that nigga right quick.
Did you hear what I said? Would you fuck with Young Ma? Young
Ma? What the fuck?
Because she was in the club that day. That's what I just thought about.
Would I fuck with Young Ma? Yes, she would.
Yes, I would.
Would you fuck with Queen Latifah?
She better stop the bag.
I would. She probably wouldn't like her.
Would you fuck with Queen Latifah?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you fuck with the brat?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? They brown.
The brat corny.
They old and washed up. And she can have her makeup done and shit. Like, oh, my dad.
I know this. So I think I know.
Oh, you like she too girly.
I don't like the kind of... Now, Young and May...
She hood.
She looked
she
like she carried that joint in her back pocket.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about
that. She carried both joints.
She wearing that.
She carried both joints.
She type bitch wear her shit. She type bitch wear her shit to the club.
Listen, she I feel like Young and May,
She wear her shit.
As long as Young and May don't be on no, she got no, you know.
She don't, though.
Her name is Couture. She's not going to be.
You going to call her Couture?
Her name, yes. I don't call bitches by that nickname. You all with
so
the fucking
mama. So she done been in your DMs, probably.
No.
What if she hopping in listening to
this? I like her. But I'm saying, I'm
going to send her a DM for you.
Ooh.
I'm good. I'm fucked for. I'm good. Okay. Listen. Okay. My thing is, Queen Latifah, she too much. She's a fucking whole woman.
She's too girly girl.
So you telling me, instead of taking Beyonce, you would have Solange?
I would fuck Beyonce, absolutely.
I know. Listen to what I'm saying.
I like
if you could have Beyonce, you would take Solange?
You said Beyonce don't throw it for you.
I'm going to take Beyonce, what? Of course.
Listen to what I just said. You're going to take Young M.A. and you're going to take Queen Latifah. I'm not impressed. I like that she got her bag and all that shit, but shit.
When she it ain't about being impressed, but she's a lot.
Yo, she cool, but there's like, women out here that look better than her.
Now, Queen Latifah, when she was Cleo, maybe I would have took Cleo instead of that. But, you
want raunchy. You want raunchy ghetto motherfucker.
I like a bitch that can put... I'm aggressive, and I'm very alpha female. Like,
oh, you want a bitch that slap the shit out you?
No. Bitch, you got me
basically
put
you in your place.
That's what I'm saying. Cleo was doing that, though.
You want motherfuckers going to put you in your place.
She doing that.
No, there's a line that I draw... with the shit with the dykes. And I'm calling the bitch a dyke when she want to put her hands on me.
Right? Damn, but she was the main one saying that.
She said that's
wisdom. What can we call her?
What's your zodiac sign again?
We just got to call them lesbians.
But I will say, I'm a Libra. And I will say that there's a limit on the aggressive. I'm aggressive, so I do need somebody that is
basically put you in your place.
Enough that can challenge me and tell me,
yo, if it's something as simple as if I'm drunk and I'm doing shut stuff, the fuck up. Lean in and be like, yo, chill the fuck out real quick.
Are you
going to
do it, though?
I'm bringing the drawers out for the
yeah.
bitch.
Because
it's like.
She going to do it. Get the fuck out of
here.
Oh,
but,
man.
She said she's bringing the drawers.
For real.
I don't like, want that.
For real, I'm bringing it like the bitch. Like, yeah, she the got drawers. Me together. It's not easy to
damn,
get
you
together.
Damn, you can put your pants back on.
I'm here for it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Crystal.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Crystal, what's your zodiac sign before you go? Cause I don't believe in that shit. But what's your zodiac sign?
Why you don't believe in it, but you
because
want to know?
Because that shit is phony. Oh,
yo. Emotional. That makes sense.
No,
shit,
I
that
know.
Shit is phony.
No,
is
emotional. No, don't answer it because he don't even believe it. I'm one of the best lovers, and I'm one of the best friends you could have. I actually think about what you need. I cater to what you need.
That's me, child.
Okay.
Literally, and I mean that physically, mentally, whatever you want me to be for you. Now, that's why I said every nigga experience
cater has
difference.
A lemon. You gotta cater to with a lemon, though.
Nah,
it is with a lemon.
When
no,
you get food, they cater all the way.
I'm an alpha female, too, so I'm not a pushover. But I'm just saying, I look at you for you, because the same bitch, now if I'm catering to you, you better know I'm gonna turn up on your motherfucking ass. You get out here outside acting cute. We both gonna be out here being cute. Then you still gonna
is that
to
with a
home.
Capital C or with a lowercase?
It's with a K.
So do you?
Oh shit! Okay. Click clacking. Okay.
So do you have girl code okay. shit that you feel like is standard? Like, yeah.
My only girl code shit that's standard is don't lie on my name, bitch. Mm. And that goes for anything. Don't lie on my name when it comes to another nigga. Don't lie on my name. Again, I help you lie to somebody, but you gotta put me on point. Whether we have a falling out after and we no longer friends, that remains intact. Because I could easily leak a lot of my friends' shit that I've had falling outs with, but I would never. Yeah. So don't make up no shit on me and don't speak about no shit
but
that you do know.
You,
that's
you,
my girl
you
code.
War ready, basically, from what you're saying and all that. Because you
one
like,
thing
you
about
like,
me,
yo,
personal
I could
show
do this
you
and all that.
No, one thing about me, and I swear to God, I really prayed about this. I'm a vindictive type of person.
Right, I was going
to
say
if
that, but I know I was
going to
say it right.
I'm going to take that L. I might take that L publicly, too. But I'm going to get you back. I don't give a fuck if it take 5 years, 15 years. I believe in something called
you don't
OPP.
In, you don't
opportunity
in,
presents.
You don't
okay?
believe in letting that hurt go, though?
I ain't hurt.
I'm what? Saying, though, like, let it go. Sis.
Nah, we got, I believe
OPP,
in karma.
Though?
I believe in balance.
Where's the other P, though? You forgot the other P.
Well, opportunity presents.
She OP. You fucked me up. I'm just like, hold on.
So y'all really believe in zodiac signs?
Hold on,
So y'all be. So y'all be sitting there watching Give Me Morgue and all that? Because I don't
have this discussion.
Hold up. I don't believe.
Let me get off the air. This is what I'm going to say, though.
You know how they say, like, certain signs are supposed to be compatible and all that?
They are.
That shit works.
Nah, yeah.
I like Give Me Morgue.
Because everything I was supposed to be compatible with, shit. Titanic sunk.
Character
flaw.
No.
I'm just
fuck
right.
that man.
I know.
All
right. But it's like the thing.
Let her go, Los.
What I need to know? Oh, what's my girl code? Okay, my
the
girl
stimmy.
Code. No. The girl code is just, it's similar to what Crystal said. My girl code is after, if we no longer friends, and I don't even really have fallen out with friends, but I've had two in the past, let's say, couple years, and I've both of them had shit to say about me after. So I'm going to add that to my list of, yo, keep my name out your mouth. Like, I'm a person, I'm not going to speak on you. I wish you the best, because I'm a lover. Like, I love people. I love people easy. I love hard. I just want you to keep that same respect. I'm going to respect you, respect me. I'm in the midst of present. Like we said, it's a few niggas that's off limits. Everybody else can go. And I want...
It's a few niggas?
It's a few. That's in my
you
heart.
You got a few niggas that's off limits?
A few my exes that will be off limits. I've had a couple exes. Yeah, they're going to be off limits.
Man,
but
I got,
everybody else, they
I
can,
got
you know...
Off limits.
Yeah, they can go.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's
Baltimore. Cash voice or what?
I feel like it's Baltimore,
ambitious
yo.
Ambitious behavior feelings about niggas in relationships with wives. Like, the fuck is she doing? We ain't doing that. Sharing is caring,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my girl code.
Yeah, you got girl code shit.
My girl code shit is what she said. I believe that people show you who you are when y'all not cool no more. I feel like if we ain't cool no more and we have a falling out, I'm a real big... I probably can resolve a lot of shit with people.
Mm-hmm.
But when we aren't cool and you feel like you your emotions getting the best of you and you talking mad shit and you spilling the beans and... You know, you telling shit that really is irrelevant during the time because we not friends. You emotional. If you don't have emotional control, you are dangerous to me. If you don't have emotional control, that is like the biggest thing. Like, if me and Crystal friends and we fall out, I love my friend. Whether we ain't friends or not.
That don't change.
It don't change. But what I'm not going to do is go speak ill on you, tell your dirtiest secrets, tell shit. Because we all do shit around people that we consider our friends. And we all are not perfect. But that shit right there is enough to make me never look at you the same. And then when it comes to my bitches, let's be clear. They might not be my bitches in the present. But like you said, to your point, your real peoples know who your peoples are. Whether or not, now, if I ain't never fucked you, I ain't never touched you, and I just was talking to you, bitch, that's a chat line. I ain't worried about none of that. But if I fucked you and I was fucking with you and we dated, I don't care if it's 10 years ago. Get your own bitch. It's no reason why 10 years later you thought about it.
But that goes back to, if you listen to what everybody's saying, though, like the moral of the principle, number one code, stay loyal.
Stay loyal.
Like he said, that love shit, that's man, cool. That loyalty can overpower
and
that
nobody
love
should
shit.
Ever tell me, be able to tell me what your issue is with me. If you're my friend, don't tell me what my homegirl is. But I want to correct something that y'all said.
Stay loyal. No matter what happens, stay loyal.
We got right
No, back. But go ahead.
It was something about a group chat. Like, oh, we're in a group chat together. Ooh. That means that...
Y'all niggas talk more niggas than don't. These
we
bitches don't.
So what you want to see what our group chat
just
is?
We're in a group chat
showing
together.
A bunch
I mean,
of clothes and shit.
No, what it means is... Sometimes, and I'm going to speak for me, I want to fuck in private. Like, what I'm doing with you ain't your homeboy's motherfucking... business for
no,
real.
No, but y'all said Crystal. It was something that came up. I think it was y'all. I think it was
what? I'm gonna keep it like this all the time.
I'm learning
everything that I do with you ain't for everybody else.
You was like,
but,
we
I mean,
group
it's certain like group chats. I mean, like some niggas said, some niggas don't.
I feel like group chats are important. They're fucking crucial.
I don't like group chats.
I love.
I don't like group chats either. But I don't like a large group chat.
No,
but I like group chat. But just because we're in the same group chat, I can't fuck the girl.
I'm not saying that you can't fuck the girl, but I don't like that. And I know this for a fact. I've been a topic of conversation in a group chat about what the fuck we doing in the bed and what. Like, why is we talking about that?
Then you shouldn't be fucking.
I ain't in no group chat with no friends.
Right? You shouldn't.
No, I'm talking about with my homeboys. Okay. And that's what I'm sorry. I'm in a group chat with all my homeboys, and it's a girl come through or. Somebody in that group chat fucking with the girl, but they not fucking with her no more, then I end up fucking her. What's wrong with that?
No, that's not, I don't think that that's a problem.
I'm not saying that that's a problem. What I'm saying is y'all telling our business in them group chats. I just gave you the pussy last night and you telling your homegirl. That's what we saying. I don't give a fucking. She hit the hold up. Yeah, y'all shouldn't be doing that. Let me say this.
But sometimes if you see a nigga put a mouth or crying emoji in the joint, you know what time
it
is.
Hold up. Sometimes I could backfire. So nigga be like, damn, I gotta see what that shit like.
Niggas gonna creep behind you like, damn.
Cause you said how but Crystal said,
I'm with Crystal though. Like group chat and all that, man. We don't disclose. I don't do none of that. All that lady business
no
and all that shit.
Like checking, like yo, she.
Nah, I ain't even gonna lie, I don't even like that type of shit. Like niggas disclosing women business. Nah, that shit corny to me. Like man, just keep it G. Keep it G. If you can get it, you can get it. If you can't, if you can't. But to put in the chat, like yo, I had it. And let's all have a free for all and all that. Like we sitting there hitting a pinata.
No,
that's corny
as
shit. Or when niggas be leaking shit and all that.
No,
that's corny.
So then right.
That's just mad fucking corny, yo. Like nigga, like damn, you just got some pussy or something.
That nigga done talked about me in his group chat. Now mind you, I'm
with
shit.
No, I don't. But it's different, too. It's different, though.
They like car salesmen. They selling us.
We selling them.
Man, fuck that. Nah.
No, but what I'm saying is, I got trust issues. So once I know, and then it's one thing, if a nigga, if the nigga I'm fucking bring it back to me like, yo, you lit. Then if somebody else that I ain't tell that we fucking, they telling me who I'm fucking. The next day, I don't like that. That's corny shit. Then I'm gonna be like, yo, that's gossiping. I'm into different shit. Now, if you pull your phone out of room, normally I don't give a fuck. You record, bitch, get the best angle. But now I don't want you to fucking record me. You sending my shit to somebody else and all that shit. I don't got time to think about
Crystal,
that.
Crystal, I'm gonna tell you this, man.
Even though I be sending y'all dick pics.
Oh shit. The whole thing, like sending footage and all that, to me, that's always been corny. Like when niggas want to put girls out there
but
and all
I'm
that, like,
saying,
yo, why are you doing? Like,
issues.
you looking crazy
quiet.
Right now, but it's like, yo,
I
all
like
that.
A sneaky link.
It ain't a sneaky link.
That's a whole nother topic.
It ain't a sneaky link. A sneaky link is somewhere you ain't supposed to be.
A sneaky link ain't getting leaked at all.
Yeah,
a
sneaky link. What they the first ones to tell on you?
What I'm saying is, if you got your two, like Jamal and that's somebody, Craig. I'm in a group chat with them. I come back like, yo, shorty was lit.
Okay, but I'm gonna say this, Jojo. I'm gonna say this. Me and my man Nick, and there's two others that's in our joint. But in our whole joint, we don't do whatever you got, it's whatever you got. But when it's time to bring it to the table,
our chat really don't. It ain't really about nothing. But it's like, all right,
if we got to bring it to the table, we're gonna bring it to the table.
That's a different type of chat.
But I'm saying we say all shit. We do it in like all right. If the situation is this,
we don't have the type of chat where we talk about.
But niggas have sent me. That's my homeboys that I might have fucked, they homeboys sent me the screenshots and that's another bitch tendency, that's a fuck nigga. And mind
that's
you,
a fuck nigga recruiting other fuck niggas.
The only reason I wasn't mad is because the shit that was being said was lit. I was like, yeah.
You was busting it all the way over. What you doing? You was on acrobats. You was tripping.
The fact that the screenshot was sent, a screenshot and all that shit, that's weird.
Man, I don't like leaking shit because I feel like they should sell my shit on OnlyFans.
They my niggas and they already know, like, yo, she lit.
And I love my woman, so I ain't leaking shit.
She was amazing. She was lit.
But a Liddy situation, somebody already know a Liddy situation when it's Liddy. You don't even need the group chat for it.
Sometimes you don't know.
You don't know.
Because the Liddy situation, 9 times out of 10, is like, tag me in, come on.
No, it's just like, yo, because no,
we got to end too, but it's just like, just because she was lit for me, don't mean she going to be lit for you.
Exactly.
I'm listening.
What you saying,
man? Me, I don't like doing that to women, though. I don't like, because I feel like, man, that's like, I don't like, that shit like some sucker shit. Like, and they be like, yo, I'm going to leak this picture of her.
That's clown shit.
But
though.
If you just telling your homeboys like last night was crazy, she was.
And that's it. That's it. That's it. Last night.
That's what I'm saying. But you say no.
You say no. What she just said, saying last night was crazy. It was lit. And that's it.
So you made it like, don't tell your niggas you fucked me. Period. What you saying?
I never said name dropping and shit though.
Nah, but you can say like last night was crazy. Yeah. But it's your homeboys. If you know, you know.
They're your homeboys.
They're your niggas. If you know, you know. So if Nick was to tell, yo, last night was crazy. Oh, my nigga. Or if I tell him, like, yo, last night, yo, shit got real.
That's what I'm saying.
Cool. Where we at later? Cosmigos.
That's different.
That's y'all chat is like that. But with my
but
chat,
but sitting there, you see me doing the whole Dougie
I'm not in the chat
fucking
with 10,
Free and Willie on this bitch, man. Get out of here, man. I ain't doing
everybody's
that.
Everybody's
a little I ain't doing bit of
camping. That's that weak on. Ass fucking.
So, little bit of camping. I'm going to say this so we can end for real. Just because a chick is lit for you, don't mean she gonna be lit for your homeboy. Just the same way.
That is true. It's gay life. A bitch can tell you I was dry as shit.
And then another bitch can say
I was busting
you.
It on a handstand for her because it's a mental thing. It's chemistry.
A girl. Oh, my man. Just like the same way. Stuff,
same way the girl might squirt for you, but she don't squirt for that other nigga.
You a good lover?
So we just going to end on that for real. I thank everybody for listening. We'll come back because obviously it was getting, listen to Los, he's still going, but we ended. Appreciate y'all for listening.